אם רמיני יוכל הארד הבא, כך אומרים אם רמיני יוכל הארד הבא, so that's not on the basis of deed, that is chayne, that is chayne, that is chayne. So in other words, one can be recovering himself, even in a korek, as a diet, not on the basis of deed. That will be on the basis of his chayne, on the basis of his chayne. But as far as deed is concerned, where there is no his chayne, so then, Dilis v'chavoret, Dilis v'chavoret, so at least it cannot be done. And without Michile and Yitzchayles of the party, so then the thing is null and void. If there is Yitzchayles, so then one can be Yitzchayles himself for everything. So one can say, if you will jump 1,000 times, so then I'm Yitzchayles myself to pay you $1,000. So is Mechuyev, if out of the Yitzchayles in the fact. So it's not a deed. So in other words, if he is in Kabbalah, the judgment of his father, of the Koran, or he will read a book or the absolute money, but then it is effective. So it's not a deed. But between a deed, so there is a Havoah, has dated a book. So even if no coercion was exercised, even if they didn't resort to it. So the dean of a gateway is those in true and most, except on the basis of his chayyeh, but not on the basis of this. Not to be a thing. And how about a litigation of the great long way? So that depends. If we take a positive discount, so the rehim, which implies that the litigation of Zerah Zahavoyim, of by a gateway is null and void, so the same does not also claim why that the deed of a gateway in those one void is also null and void, even without it. Mashenken, if we say, lovely or positive sounds, so the rehim that is mentioned in the parish of John, the morning, why that the deed of Zerah Zahavoyim by a gateway is null and void, is invalid. Not that the deed of the Jewish Valvoyant is invalid, so the deed of the Jewish Valvoyant might be valid. That's one hour. Then there is another hour that the Imam Mishpotim Ashatosim will say, and Ashatosim implies Kviyeh, so that's a halacha that no Kviyeh can be exercised by anyone except by a version of Smukh. No Kviyeh can be exercised by anyone except by a person of smoke. Hedeitei is even a person of Hedeitei, cannot exercise any fear, any coercion. That's why Abaye asked Rabbi Yehuda, how could Rabbi Yehuda, who was not his own, how could he exercise fear regarding the husband who refused to divorce his wife when our Tzibili was the Chuyot? How could he do it? So he said, because you were tired of it. So in other words, in the Hanami, in whom is this authority of fear, this prerogative of fear vested in the smuchim? So basically, the Chutzpah are not smuchim, so they don't have this prerogative. But the Bezi Smukhin of Israel authorized the Bezi Smukhin of Israel to exercise first in this. But in whom is this prerogative of exercising coercion vested? Only Bezi Smukhin. So as far as he is concerned, so that applies to all things. So even according to Mandoma, that loving of us, so mainly the detail here that is mentioned about the children has no application to get out of the world of the world. So if the deed took place without coercion being exercised, then the deed is the deed. Mashiach came to exercise coercion, that's not, because coercion is muscle to a business woman, not the investigator. And he, the best engaged, has the right to exercise coercion. So from the basis of Shukasayat Abina. So the place is that the Gordon, that the Gordon's the basis, second parish. The Gordon's the basis, second parish. So, so according to the basis, second parish, so the whole aloha of Rabbi of Barshi, so maybe it means very lovely, you know, to try a bridge of it, it's not only clear, but I'll be clear. So everybody is made that you will very lovely to try a bridge. And the Jesus cannot do it. Except on the basis of the society of the North, where the Jesus of the society of the North, or there is no society. Now the Ram, here, and also the Ramban is an headwind that continues, the Ram right here at that place, and the Ramban is an headwind that continues. So they say something like that. Not like this. So this is the that we have two alochim. One alochim is of the wind, and that alochim of the wind that we mentioned the power of jumping is right. The requires smooth, and this is not handled by smoothing, but it is so deep. If they will become themselves with kindness and healing, so then it's not on the basis of this, it's on the basis of his kindness. One can use kindness himself to pay a certain sum of money on a certain condition. So in other words, so when the couple is hurt to die and he's only possible. So it is kindness, it's not anything like this. So one aloha is, according to the secondary, one aloha is that there is a aloha of this, that certain room requires smooth and cannot be handled by a gate. And this means it's a royal decree, so this means it's about that there is a chloe. Whoever the same aloha might be in the south boy, so that stone machlech is for the name of Pashas, he's not allowed it. And there's another aloha that Kriya can only be handled by Berthi Smuchi, not by Beke, except on the basis of the Hosai Dabino. The Ram also says that they are flowers. But the Ram says, not, first of all, insofar as the aloha of the Uzini prefers, so that the Ram agrees with basis, that that's only why that there is, that's only why that the Dina Gilles Bachavole, so the Dina is no deep, and the Dina is now where the Kondman of the Bajer is down, there is no deep, but he is Rabbi of Bajer is down, so he says, well, what is the Dina Temple? And then there is another, also what we are going to do before, he says, there is a Dina is by the Dina. Not whether it's valid or anything. And it's also to submit to litigation. The litigation before the legislature. It's an instant. Just as there is an instant to submit to dispute before the governing of Akhoni Shalakum, they are responsible. I shall talk to you today. So it is the same validity. So it's also there to submit a dispute before a Kohen Shalokh, except to the Heter. He one called the other to the door before the Heter oil, and the other refused to appear. So then the good to do some oil, and it's an issue the dispute before a Kohen Shalokh. But only in that situation, otherwise there's a need for the right. They will have to talk about the person who is there. It's me and the Lord will say no. The Lord will say no. So we're not allowed to submit our dispute before a court. Except for such a situation. And you're supposed to submit our dispute before a court, or also the right. But the Ram mentions the reason. That's why we are not allowed to submit our disputes to the court and our disputes to the judge. Now, the Chiddush Aran is in the second column, the first page of the Aran. The second column. I don't know what I mean. It's in the middle of the fifth paragraph. So he says, "Fatiru Tanochim, the whole day, the half city of the Ochim, the Latin half, the Bukosa, the Jew, the Jew, one after the Rupas,
Allow to carry out this, because of the heat.
to be done. So when he found Jesus,
that's
themselves over the idolatry. The people from it. They're not allowed to enter. For what I want to mean is that the judgment is really going to matter. I want to mean that they're not allowed. So the heaven is not allowed to be back in the house of the Mokri and Pedro. So if you wish to say, come on, and the Palestine are not allowed to be back in the heaven. So the nation, when they're just so that you don't know what I want to do here. What I want to do is that every spirit, heaven, by a gateway to do and work, by the gate of the Jewish world, so the river find her to choose one, who the fear that they exercise by a gate, without the first cross. So the gate of the Jewish world is what he says. The devil shall not survive a little bit of doing that. After job of being a body has reference to a gift. He has reference to the nation of the world. To a new job of God. So we do some of the survival of the doing my job of these things to happen. If you had to contemplate this, a dying is the very same. So the Hakomi, so half of the Hakomi is in the Hakomi. You want to say, why is it a question? Why is it a question? Yes, let's say the death was already enforced. Why is that? Let's forget whether the nation exists or the rest of the nation. Let's forget whether the nation exists or the rest of the nation.
This was that from this glorious marshmallow, Yates and Smiley from the is mentioned in the parish of Shua of Shomu and in Pirikam Garage. So the Gemara says, with Neyev, the way of Neyev. So one tariff means that it's an hach, that when the Gemara in Amgari says, so when they leave, we say Lavir of Parshas Sivkan. So the Elohim that is mentioned, Parshas of Shomrim, has reference to Tiras V'Chavoles, and he does not have reference to Yidoris V'Avoyim. So the Mele de Lifneim also has reference only to Tiras V'Chavoles. If we say Parshas Sivkan, so the Elohim that is mentioned, the Parshas of Shomrim, also deals with, also has reference to Tiras V'Avoyim. So the Mele de Lifneim with Neyadiyates refers to Yidoris V'Avoyis as well. So, V'ishlam d'hosa matinu v'fneim v'shlu v'fneim kol alihim. Doch. K'lim v'zayonim amforoshim mokemach. Then Tate says, not a Russian, v'niru l'forish, the begitin linien mila di k'fiyayim. The aroche maise le da'abaya ashkech rav yeise da'an di yose v'ko maise agitin. Omran ala t'yitis anan, avol l'him lava mila di yisumayre. El b'din ba'om. What the mashmal mil disim with names that shouldn't come as dust in the middle of the other shabbos. So according to the second portion takes this, as the Tzitz points out, So there are two separate halachas. One halacha is that is implicit in the parasha of Shomrim and Levim. So there, that Gzeres HaKosuf tells us that the din is not valid. If we say La'avir of parasha Sifkam, so that Gzeres HaKosuf of Levim that is mentioned in the parasha of Shomrim is to be limited only to Gzeres HaKosuf. That means that the din of Etyetis in Gzeres HaKosuf is invalid. And if we say in parasha Sifkam, so he tells us not only the din of Gzeres HaKosuf is invalid by Yetis, but even Mido is valid. But then there's another aloche, that there cannot be any kvir. He cannot be kefalot. He cannot be kefalot. And as the Ktsuris points out, so that is that's another aloche. So Mimele, this aloche that the Yetis cannot be kefalot, then, that has nothing to do with the machlekes and gemara with the parsha sifkan or lavir of parsha sifkan. So even if we say lavir of parsha sifkan, so the lehim that is mentioned in the parsha of Shomrim does not deal with hidoyes valvoyes. So the din by yetes and hidoyes valvoyes is valid, but that yetes should be kaveh lodin. In Midoyes Valvoyes, that they cannot, because we're not Gzeres HaKosuf. So even according to the Mandoma, that Lavir of Parshas Sifkan, but Kevelodei, they couldn't. Kevelodei, they couldn't. There's a second Teretz in Tesis. I mean, and there is a similarity between the second Teretz in Tesis, according to the way the Kseis explains it, and the Chiddush Aran. The Chiddush Aran, which is the Ramban, they also say that two separate halachas. The Chiddush Aran also says two separate halachas. But where is according to the Ram? So one halacha is that the din is not valid. That's the lim that is mentioned in the parasha of Shomer. And then there is another halacha of a nisa to be done before the just as there is a nisa to be done before Akut. So there is a nisa to be done before the Dinis. So the thesis there it is not a nisa to be done with the Yetis. That a Yetis cannot be caved. And there is a big nafkemine between thesis and teretz, the way the Ksais explained it, and the Chiddush Aran. According to the Chiddush Aran, that the lifnei Yetis does not imply a aloche that the best Yetis cannot be caved. But it's a nisa to be done bifnei Yetis. So what's the essential feature of the Isa? Not to be machtir. Hedyete is bikishon shel mumchim. So if we say that lavi of parshas sifkan and the lehim does not refer to hedyeteis valvoyes, so that means that the etzem din by hedyeteis in hedyeteis valvoyes is valid. So there is no Isa to be done before them either, because it's not kishon shel mumchim. It's a kisei shel mumchim. Masha'im kin according to tesis pshat and the ktseis, since there is a special halacha that bezdin cannot be kevelon, so mele bezdin cannot be edyetis, cannot be kevelon, even idoyes valvoyes, even according to mandoma who says lavi ro pashe sifkat, because it's halacha and it cannot be kevelon. So according to second lashon, we understand the gemara in Gittin very well. So, because Gemara in Gittin deals with Isu al Gittin, whether Rav Yeise could be cave the Baal to give a get, where the halacha is that the Baal is mechuyev to give a get. So, Mele, there, the Gzeres HaKosuf of Neviyeh is application, not the Gzeres HaKosuf of Elohim. However, the question arose according to the first Russian thesis. The first Lashon Teisa says that there are no two Gzeres HaKosuf. It's one aloche, one Gzeres HaKosuf. And the Lifnei of Lifnei Yetis is the identical Gzeres HaKosuf of Elohim. Because that's the Pshat Lifnei me, Lifnei Elohim, that are Huskar and the Parsha of Shomer. So it's Ein Hach. So in other words, so that means that there is a aloche, that there is a aloche of the din is not valid. The din in Zilis Vachalolas is not valid. And if we say Rotashi Sifkan, so that means even the din in those Valvoyes is not valid. But what bearing does it have upon Gittin? After all, Gittin is not mentioned in Mishpotin. Gittin is not mentioned in Mishpotin. That difficulty we mentioned. Now, so we have to say, in other words, the difficulty in the first Lashon of Tejas is, since the Lifnei Mikoya Alehim Dioche, so what bearing does it have upon Isu Megiti? So if we say Elav Eruparshis Tirkan, so there is only one Tirzakosu. Lifnei Alehim that is mentioned in the Parsha. And if Elav Eruparshis Tirkan, that means the Zeles V'chavoles can be litigated, can be judged by Smuchim only, not by Edeites. And if we say a passive count, so then it has application to Edeites V'chavoles also. But what Shaychas does it have to Yisu Gittin, according to the first Lashon Tejas? Now, so we have to say, now, remember when we went over the Rashi, that Gimel of Adale, when Rashi says Shalitin al Delas, Shayimni Umilahal Veshemo Yichpeya, Vaidim Yitu, Vlaitehei Doson, Michovenes, Vyafsi, Vachaname, Shemolo Yimso Mumchim Likoifilo. So that is explanatory of Rove. Rove says that Eruv Parshi is Sifkan. Eruv Parshi. So Mele Midarai said the Xerzakosu for Elohim that is mentioned in the Parshi of Shomri. So it deals with Yidoyis Valvoyes also. So Midrash say Din by Yedetes and Yidoyis Valvoyes is invalid. But the Chachomim lo misaki because the Shlotinu dealt with Nilo. So he says, Uvashnes v'ochanam Hashem olim tzomum chalikei filo di. So if there hadn't been a Tachonis Chachomim, so then the Yedetes wouldn't be able to be keifim lo. So it's mashma that only when it's a question of kviyalot, but if it's not necessary to resort to kviyeh, so then even without the rabbanon of shaltin levulom, they could be done. But how could they? After all, the parshas sifkan. So the same as akosu levulim that is mentioned ligabik zel chavoles. So it has reference to Doiz Valvoyes also. So even without the Kefilodei, without the Takonis Chachomim, how could they be done? So I mentioned it's possible to explain the Rashi in two ways. One way is that Rashi holds that the whole Zerazakosu for Velihim is that the Yedis cannot be Kefilod, not that their Din is no Din. Another possible explanation is that the Inochaname that the Zakos of Elohim is that their din is no din, even when we don't resort to coercion, to kvir. But when Rashi says, because there is a aloche of Kabbalah, so Baladin can be mikabel someone who is alpidin posel as a time. So in other words, so is Nemel Abu Avicho, even though he's a Kohen, so he's poslod. But if he's Mikabel, so then he's kosher. But that's based upon his chayus, because he's Mikabel, because he's the Momenet. So he can be Mikabel, and it's based upon his chayus. So the pshat in Rashi could be Shemol Yimtzo Mukhil Kefil Adin, it doesn't mean that the whole halacha of Elohim implies that only the Kefil Adin Hadidis cannot. But when it's not necessary to resort to Kviyeh, then they can be done. No, they cannot be done even when it's not necessary to resort to Kviyeh. But if the Baladim voluntarily submit to litigation by Adyete, so then there is Kavole, so there is Ischaimus. Now, if it's on the basis of his chayve, so then it has to follow up all the dinim of Kabbalah. Now, the Mishneh Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph says, Omale, nemono lai abo, nemono lo vicho, nemono mo la shleshi rei boko, rab meir ima yochel arz abei. Vachachomim eim remeini yochel arz abei. So then there is a machlekes, Shmuel says, machlekes bimoch loch, avo bet loch, di brahakil yochel arz abei. Vrab yechen no ma beetin loch machlekes. Beetin loch machlekes. Now, and we pasken that like Rabbi Yechon and Betlo machlekes. But then, even though we pasken like Rabbi Yechon and Betlo machlekes, so machlekes lifnei gmadin. So Rishloki says machlekes lifnei gmadin. Lachak gmadin v'hakli yoch lazbei. But Rabbi Yechon omar lachak gmadin machlekes. Lachak gmadin machlekes. But kedem gmadin. So even according to Chachomim, he can be chizek. So in other words, if it is based upon Kabbalah and his highness, so then it has to conform to all these things. When there can be Kabbalah, when there can be his highness without Kiyan Sudeh, whether Bimocholoch or even Beteloch, whether before Gmadin or Dafke, after Gmadin, so without Kabbalah's Kinyan, so there can be the Ischayves. But then it's not Viteras Din, it's Viteras Ischayves. So another possible pshat I mentioned in Rashi is, Shemulim to Mukhun Lekevel Din, not that Rashi Shiti is that the whole Viteras Akosuf of Elohim implies only that the deities cannot be Kevelodin, but where it's not necessary to resort to Kfiye, then they can be done because the deen of a deities is a deen. No, maybe Rashi Shita is that the Gzeres HaKosov Elohim implies that the deen is invalid. But he mentions the Kevelodin because if they voluntarily submit, then there is Kabbalah. Then it's like Nemonolai Abova Viro. So that, but it's more mistaber, like the first pshat in Rashi. Because if Rashi means, first of all, if Rashi means Shalim to Mumchalike Filodin, so he means to exclude the case where there is Kabbalah, is Chaimes, why does Rashi have to mention it? So that's our loch, that in the moment you can be Mishayev. You can be Mishayev. Under what circumstances does his Chaimes take effect? Whether Dafke with Kabbalah's Kinyan or without Kabbalah's Kinyan. So that's a machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachomim, whether Kinyan Madin or Arag Madin. So that's a machlekes with Shlokish and Rav Yechanan, whether Beteloch or Bimoch, Dafke Bimocheloch or Afil Beteloch. So it's a machlekes Shmuel and Rav Yechanan. So Rashi doesn't have to mention it, then it's not Viteras Din. Nemun Rabu Vicho is not Viteras Din Torah. It's Viteras Yischaivis. So he can be mikabel with the Rashi's, he can be mikabel anybody. He can be mikabel a kohen, any apostle. So Rashi doesn't have to mention it. Since Rashi mentions Shemol Yitzomumch lekevel adin, he emphasizes lekevel adin, so it's mashma that according to Rashi, the whole Tzatakot of Elohim implies only that there couldn't be kvir, not that even without kvir, the din is no din. No, the din is a din. Now, and then, so it's more mashma from Loshon of Rashi, like the first pshat we mentioned. But then the other Loshon is in Rashi, Dav Beis and Dav Gimel and Dav Dalet, you'll see that Rashi emphasizes, or let's say, the sixth line from the bottom of the Omer, the Rashi, Dav Beis of the Beis. So he said, the high Ashayim at Yuzeb Arvoyim Mishtoi. Harinemar Elohim b'haikro, di mashma mumchim, lo shin schoro virabonus, ki di tzarek gminon, rei nisaticho elim lipare, lo shin rabonus. So Rashi emphasizes, that it's why smuchim, because only smuchim have schore, dominion, schore. So that, all right, you could say, I mean, that's indeed that to render a decision that in itself is schore. But it's more mashma from the Loshon of Rashi that the whole requirement of Elohim, of Smuchim, is to exercise Shor. To exercise Shor. That's how it's mashma. And then the same Rashi is mentioned in other places also. So it's mashma that Rashi's shiti is that the Gzeres HaKosuf of Elohim there's a cause of Elohim only implies that Besdin cannot be kefalot. And if we say that Lavi of Pasha Sifkan, so that means that there's a cause of Elohim is limited only to Xilis Vahavoles. And what does Elohim tell us? That one who is not Elohim, one who is not a Samuch, a Heket, cannot be kefalot in Xilis Vahavoles. But as far as the Doisval voice is concerned, so even Ben Tishoret Yedis can be capable. And if we say of Parsha Sifka, so the Zakosov of Elohim that is mentioned in the Parsha of Shomrim in connection with Dilil Havolet deals also with the Doisval voice. So then the Zakosov implies that he cannot. That the Ben Shalajitis cannot even be capable of the Doisval voice. But the Etzem Din is valid. Now, one thing has to be mentioned. Let's say, that's only, so Rashi Shite is only that as far as the Din itself is concerned, so then it is valid, even Xeris V'chavos. Even when it is rendered, when the decision in Zilis V'chavoles is rendered by Besdin Shalei Yeitz. So it's valid. It's only Aloha, they have no Keach Kviya Lod in Zilis V'chavoles. And if the Parshas Ikan, not even Idoyes Valvoyes. But the Etzem, when it's it doesn't involve Kviya, so then the Din is valid even by Besdin Shalei Yeitz in Zilis V'chavoles itself. So that's only in Zilis V'chavoles the Din is valid. But Gnosis Mamesh, like Kefal and Alev Hei, Ines Mfate, Gnosis Mamesh, then Rashi would be made. I mean that there the Din is not valid altogether. And there is a fundamental distinction. There is a fundamental distinction between Xilis V'chavoles. Sometimes we find the expression Gnosis Ligavi Xilis V'chavoles, but it's not Mamesh, as Rashi pointed out, it's not Mamesh Gnosis. Gnosis is Kefal and Alev Hei, Ines Mfate. But the Xilis V'chavoles can be called sometimes Gnosis, but it's not Mamish Gnosis. So, as far as Gnosis Mamish is concerned, so they are certainly, even without Kviya, the Din is no Din. Because Ligabi Gnosis, so the Chiyuv is Nigmar al Dibezin, Asher Yashir Leiseyalim. So what does it mean, Asher Yashir Leiseyalim? That the Chiyuv is Nigmar. Whether there is a Chiyuv in the Shomayim, without Bezin or not, so that's a machlig of the Sheni. But certainly a Chiyuv Gomo, there isn't by Knosses Mamish. There is no, and many according to many of the Sheni, there isn't even a Chiyuv in the Shomayim by Knosses Mamish, because of the Xerzakosu for Asher Yashir is in Elohim. So that means that Elohim, the Smuchim, they are Mashiach, they are given a Chiyuv. And without a Bezin of Smuchim, there is no Chiyuv. Whether there is no Chiyuv altogether or there is no Chiyuv Gomo. But there is certainly no Chiyuv Gomo. There is certainly no Chiyuv Gomo. So Memele, even without Kviye, there couldn't be. So the Din is invalid. But only the Gavixilis V'chavoles that is not Gnosis. And sometimes we find the expression Gnosis, but it's not Gnosis Mamesh. So there the Chiyuv takes effect completely, even without this. Somebody is the same way as Idoyes Valvoyes. So, in respect to Xilis V'chavoles, Rashi Shite is that the Kesakosu for Elohim only implies that there is no Kviya, but the Din itself, when it doesn't involve Kviya, is valid. Masha'in ki Knosses Mamesh. So there the Chiyuv is Nigmar, the Chiyuv is established through Bezin Asher Yashir is Elohim. So there, of course, even without Kviya, so there is no, the Din is invalid. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Vakameh, when the Gemara discusses in Achivu, the Gemara discusses Avdibish L'chasai, Lo Avdibish L'chasai, so the Gemara says, in the course of the Shakul Vitali, Eloki Avdibish L'chasai, Momeine, Biknos Eloi Kavloi Avdibish L'chasai. Knos Avdibish L'chasai. So that means, so over there, the whole concept of Avdibish L'chasai is Nachayach, because Knos Emamesh, the Gemara mentions that Ligabi Kevu. So, Knosse Mamesh, so the Chiyuv is established It takes effect through the bezin. And so it's not shayach to say avdei shel chasaye. When is the shayach to say avdei shel chasaye? When the chiyuv is there without bezin. But it's only a question of being given moment. So then we can say avdei shel chasaye, lo avdei shel chasaye. So they're calling shchiche lo shchiche. But no says mamesh, even if it will be shchiche. Even if it'll be shriche, and even if you'll find that it'll be shriche, but if it's gnosis mamish, so then we don't say avdei shel chasaye. There's the Lashon HaGemara. Oh, so Gemara asks that pei dalad and beis vei tashul keivu tashul abol hamisha dikaitse. It's never shokasai amre. Ki avdin shokasai momene. Biknose avdin shokasai. Anyway, so that's Rashi Shite. If that is Rashi Shite, so we can say that the first Lashon in Teisves agrees with Rashi Shite. The first Lashon in Teisves says that there are no two Gzerasakos. It's one Gzerasakos. And the Lifneyem is Koyalihim. So here we raise the question. Monashach, if Lifneyem is Koalihim, so what Shaychen does this Zerasakosu for Lifneyem have upon Isu Gittin? If it is separate Aloche, there is no Kriya, as Teisves says, we understand. So there is no Kriya in it. But if it's Koalihim, so we have a long Zerasakosu. The Zeres Vachavoles, it requires Elihim. And that's mentioned. Elash v'ta shatosim lifneyem lifnei aliim habuskorim b'parsh. So it emphasizes this aloche that aliim is imperative in zeres chavoyes. And if parsh is ifkal, so it's imperative in zeres chavoyes also. So what shaykes does it have to yisu gittin? What shaykes does it have to yisu gittin? It's not mentioned in mishpatim altogether. So we have to say that the first Lashon Teisves agrees with Rashi. In other words, that the Zerasakosuf of Elihim doesn't imply that the din is null and void. Handled by a dietes is null and void. No, that there is no kfir. That there is no kfir. Now, so what does the Zerasakosuf say? That there is no kviyah in Zeres v'chavolas. Lifneyem v'lifneyem v'yitis. In other words, lifnei ha-smuchim ha-muskorim in the parashah of Shomrim of Zeres v'chavolas. V'lo lifnei v'yitis. So in other words, there is no kviyah lodei in Zeres v'chavolas. Things are shita apparently like this. If we say that lavi of parashah sifkan, so then it's a raya that the Torah was makpit on the Elohim, daf kegdil v'chavos, nothing else. Lavi u'paz v'sifkan. So that means, lifnei isom adayonim ha-muskorim b'parsha ha-shashom. So you have to be done. They can be kefalot, zilis v'chavos. But other dayonim, Hedyaites cannot be kefir loading zeres v'chavoles. So, and if lavir of parshas sifkan, so that means that the whole zeres hakosuf of Elohim, that hedyaites cannot be kefir loading, is limited only to zeres v'chavoles. So it has no application to anything else. However, if we say of parshas sifkan, so then we say that the zeres hakosuf of Elohim and of lifnei and lifnei hedyaites, which is ein hak, implies that you cannot be kefir loading not only zeres v'chavoles. You cannot be kefir idoyes v'alvoyes either. So it's not just a ribu of idoyes v'alvoyes. So it's more of everything. So for the same reason that the Torah tells us that hadites cannot be kefir loading idoyes v'alvoyes, so the same zeres hakosuf applies to everything. They cannot be kefir loading. And they cannot even be kefir to give a get. If we say lavi or positive kaf, so then it means that zeres hakosuf of the slave of Nehdeites is limited only to zeres hakosuf. So it certainly, so Isuditin certainly doesn't come within Girzakosu. But if we say Eupajas it comes, so even though the Lifneim refers to the Elohim that is mentioned in the Parsha of Shomrim, but it extends to other things too. So it extends to everything, not just to Israel's always, to everything. So it's scale everything. So that's why, and the whole Girzakosu. So then, so there is no kashe. What bearing does it have on Gittin? What bearing does it have on Gittin? Because the whole Zerasakosov is only the person cannot be Kevin. And if we say, Lavi Upash Sivkan, so Zerasakosov, that the Jesus cannot be Kevin, applies only to the Havos, nothing else. But if it doesn't even apply to Israel's Havos, but if we say, Upash Sivkan, and it covers, it extends to Idoyes Avoyes also. So Mele, we say it extends to everything. It's a general principle that cannot be cave alone. Cannot be cave. A Deitis cannot be cave. So whether Bezdin shall Deitis as a Keach Kvir over all things depends upon the Machlekes whether Eruv Parshas Sivkan or Lavir Parshas. So Mele, according to Mandomar, that Lavi of Parshas Sivkan, then even a Bezdin Shel Deitis could be Keife, a husband to give a get, if he is Mechuyev opening the get. But if we say of Parshas Sivkan, so then a Bezdin Shel Deitis couldn't. Because the same is on Sakosu, that tells us that he cannot be Keife, Bezdin cannot be Keife Loden, except Havoles and the Dois Valvoyes, so it tells us he cannot be Keife on anything else either. So how could Rav Yosef be Keife? I'll get in. So that's because of Shvakosayekat. Right, now, Shenema HaMishpat, so what do you say? Vati Yerachat Nimonach Nifoshes B'drish Yochkir. Shenema HaMishpatech Od Yerachem. Umata Am Momrud in the Momrud Slobin and Drish Yochkir Kidei Shalitin Oldelet V'nulo. Shenema Teises, Shenema HaMishpatech. V'im Teima Atip Kledi Kat Drish Yochkir B'dim Zeyu Miksim. Why do we have to resort to the Gzeras HaKosov of Mishpat Echod? Without the Gzeras HaKosov of Mishpat Echod, we have to say that Rishu Chkire applies to the Nimomenes just as applies to the Nifoshes. Because where does the Torah say? Where does the Torah mention Rishu Chkire? The Torah mentions Rishu Chkire in three places. In Iran Adachas, and in Yochichor David Izore, and in Parsha of Edim Zedim. In Parsha of Edim Zedim. So in one place, in Randachas, it mentions three times, Trish Yochkiretz, and then Yochjel Amizore two times, and in Zedim again, two times. So we learn out seven Trish Yochkiretz. So one of the Mekeres of Trish Yochkiretz is the Parsha of Edim Zedim. And in that Parsha of Edim Zedim, the Torah deals with the Zeilim of the Foshes and with the Zeilim of the Nemomnes. So it's a Raya Brure that the Rishor Kire is not limited to the Foshes because the Moker is the Parsha with the Zeilim and there the Torah mentions both. So why do we have to resort to the Zakosuf of Mishpat HaYilachem? V'yesh leimah the Mikol Mokim v'arum matzachinu the Rishor Kire b'shor the Nemomnes el adavke b'in Zeilim ilav d'chsid Mishpat HaYilachem. Now the Pshat is very simple in this thesis, because if not for the Zakosov of Mishpat Echot, then I wouldn't know that the Nemomenes requires Drish Yochkire. I would say the Nemomenes not. But the Nemomenes of Edim Zemimi does require Drish Yochkire. Why? Because as far as the Aloha of Edim Zemimi is concerned, there is no special Mechayev in the Nefoshes. And the special Mechayev, the separate Mechayev in the Nemomenes, is the same Mechayev. Vasisalei kasher zoman vasislo. So in other words, whenever to aid him through the testimony, try to penalize the Nivim by being Mechayevim, whether they try to be Mechayevim, Momein, Knas, Malkes, Mise. So there is one Mechayev. So the same for the same reason that Edim who try to meet out a chiyuv of skill against the Nidim, and if they are Nizim, so they have to get skill, For the same reason, if Aiden tried to meet, to penalize the Nidin with paying $100, so when they are Nidin, so they have to pay $100 to the Nidin. It's the same Chayev as the Maslochi. So Mimele, I could say, maybe Dinin Nifosh, maybe Dinin Momenes in general do not require the Shechtire. But the Momenes of Eidim Zeinimim does require the Shechtire. Why? Because the Shechtire is essentially a prerequisite in Nifoshes. But in Eidim Zeinimim, since the Chiyuv of Azome in Dinin Momenes emanates from the same Chayev as the chiyuv of Azomim Nifoshes, so it's ein hak. Because the same chayev, Mashein Kein, other than the Momenes, where the chiyuv doesn't emanate from the same chiyuv as the Nifoshes, the chiyuv. So there, I could say, Trishuch Tira is not required. All right. So, Tila, yes?
It's not even really Momenes at all, just have to be with the Eva tried to make the
All right, in a chaname, so that means, so in other words, so Memele, since it's the same Echayev, Vasis, Nekashizom, Vasis, Lochiv, so that's why, the same requirement that applies to the Nefoshes of Zeinimim, applies to the Momenes of Zeinimim, because it's the same Echayev. Mashenke, the Momenes in general, where it's separate Mechayev, so there is no analogy between that and Nefoshes. So if not, it's a sakosu from Pishkot Echot, so there wouldn't be any requirement of drishes of keres. Shalitina, umatam omud in momus min drishes of keres, kide shalitina deres vlo. Thesis, still deres vlo. Gzeres vechaboles uchsvasishi of yerushes umatones bichule name loibinon drishes of keres. Kide shalitina deres vlo. So in other words, here the Gemara says that, so Rove says that midraise mumchen is required but with the Rabbonon, there is a distinction between Zilis V'Chavoles and Hidoy V'Chavoles. Zilis V'Chavoles, even with the Rabbonon, requires Muchi, but Hidoy V'Chavoles, with the Rabbonon, the Zakone, they don't require Muchi. And the Gemara makes an analogy between the Zakone of Teltil and Delet V'Lovm in connection with Rishuch Kire and the Zakone of Teltil and Lovm in connection with Mumchen. So one could equate the two completely. And he could say, just as Ligabi Mumchen. So where did the Chachomim, on the basis of Litin Lel Vlov, say that the Yetis can be done only in Doris Valvoez? But in Zeres Vachavoez, the Yetis cannot be done. Apparently the rationale of Litin Lel Vlov is not shayach in Zilis V'chavoles. In other words, so we cannot say kidei shetinil delas b'fnei gazlonim. So tinil delas b'fnei gazlonim is not the same as litinil delas b'fnei gazlonim. So memele gabit rishuch kire, we could also say the same thing, that what requires, what does not require, what is exempt from rishuch kire only doyes v'alvoyes, but Zilis V'chavoles is not exempt from rishuch kire. We could argue that way. Satiria says no. Regarding drishuch kire, there is no distinction between zilis v'chavoles and hidoyes v'alvoyes. So for the same reason that chachomim exempted hidoyes v'alvoyes from drishuch kire, they also exempted zilis v'chavoles from drishuch kire. Why? The same rationale. Over there, shulitil delit n'lovim, and here, shetinil delit v'negazlon. Oh, v'im teimam high time when the boy mumchim b'gzil v'chavoles k'vidoy is v'avoyes. So let us apply the same rationale ligabi mumchim too. V'yesh leima v'gabi mumchim v'shayach l'mi chashbei k'moize y'bichsho sh'moetes od nimna melalvet l'chaveirem im lo yimtza dayonim mizimonim l'gves chevei avu g'zil v'chavoles ידיעה הגזלן שיתריח הנגזל אחר המומחים עד שימצא לא דין עם הגזלן. So in other words, there was no necessity. So there was no necessity to exempt Gzeiras v'chavoles from the requirement of smuch, because even without the exemption of the requirement of smuchim, so it will already be ne'eles deles bifnei gazlan, because the gazlan will be deterred. Even if Jaitis cannot be done in Tzilis v'chavoles, the gazlan will still be deterred. Why will it be deterred? Because he knows that the nixel b'tereyach eftamum. So the first lashon of Tzitzis is that Tzilis v'chavoles do not require rishuch kirei. So there is a distinction between the takonis chachomim v'gabim mumchim, takonis chachomim v'gabim rishuch kirei. The second lashon Tzitzis is no. That there is no distinction. That just as the Chachomim applied the Takone regarding Drishoch Kira of Mitzilin Dolos Vulov, just as the Chachomim applied the Takone of Mitzilin Dolos Vulov in connection with Smuchim, only in respect to Idoes Valvoes, not in respect to Gzeles V'chavoles. The same thing is true regarding Drishoch Kira. So the Chachomim exempted the Valvoyes from the requirement of Rishuch Kireh. But Gzeles V'chavoles, the Chachomim didn't exempt from the requirement of Rishuch Kireh. So that means that even with the Rabbonon, Gzeles V'chavoles required Rishuch Kireh. Lady Shleima, Gzeles V'chavoles, Namer Boy Rishuch Kireh. V'matino Idoes Valvoyes. V'hod imeike b'rishachot en momenes. But the Gemara says that the only thing that does require Rishuch Kireh is Knosses. What does Knosses mean? Keifu, Abul Hamisho, and Simfate. Knosses Mamish. The implication being the Zilin Chavoles, which is not Knas Mamish, so that does not require Rishuch Kireh. So Lab Dafke din Knosses Koma. The Zilin Chavoles call in Ami Knosses. Even though it's not Knosses Manish, but sometimes it's called Knosses. Ki de ashki chom lekamon gabi shirmo lihu botlud ni Knosses. Di mayre bichol hane di boyish lo ishe mumri. Miyu, ksuba sisho, vi yorushe su matones, vi niske isheyo bishey have bichlau idoyes valvoyes. Now here there is a big chidesh in Tzitzis.